This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Hey, Tom, every week you always make fun of me and say I fill in my mustache, right?
Yeah.
This morning I actually had to do it.
You did?
Yeah, I went for a shave last night and I accidentally took off a massive chunk here, and so I had to fill it in with pen.
So you had to go and raid your mother's makeup counter?
Mum was asleep. I had to do it all by myself. I did it with a fine liner. How does it look?
Well, that's really good. Look, I'm going to say it looks lovely because
Thank
I
you.
Started off the morning insulting you, didn't I? So I do need to apologise.
<A little bit. laughs>
I wasn't in the greatest mood this morning. You walked in with the most ugliest pants I've ever seen until I went downstairs to get us a muffin, and then I saw a group of people walk by and had way worse pants than you.
Okay, so what am I sitting at?
They were homeless.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm going to start with an apology today. There we go. You look handsome with your filled-in massage.
The most backhanded apology in the world. Yeah. Hey, thanks, Tom.
Do you do it to your chest hair as well?
No, I try and get rid of my chest hair. I don't like having it.
Everyone, we just got to see Mikey's flat chest. Yeah.
Tom, without further ado, this is our brand new segment, Secret Spill. Tom. Here's one of my big secrets, okay?
You've got plenty of secrets. Plenty.
It's a little nuance I have in my life that I don't tell many people, so I thought I'd let you and the listeners.
Mama DJD, turn the radio off now because we don't want you to hear Mikey's little secret. Yeah.
No, it's kosher. Okay. I think this is pretty kosher.
So Mum will be happy to hear.
Probably not. Look, you know on Facebook how birthdays pop up?
And
you get a notification.
Yeah, I think today it's told me that someone's birthday as well that I'm meant to remember.
Right. So that's the thing. I get that all the time, and I think, I haven't seen you in 10 years. Why do I have you on my Facebook? And so instead of wishing them a happy birthday, I use it as a reminder to delete them. Is that bad?
So are you telling me not only you don't wish a friend happy birthday, you delete them on their birthday?
Yeah.
That's terrible. How do you know this person's not home lonely with no friends to go out with at night, just sitting there saying, please, Mikey, DJ Mikey D, just wish me happy birthday and you delete him?
Oh, now you make me look like the bad guy. It's just an acquaintance I haven't heard of in ages. Do you have any secrets in return, Tom?
I do have. I have lots of secrets. But the problem is I've been married for 20 years, have 3 children and need to keep a profile. I can't tell you any of my secrets.
Well, that kind of defeats the purpose of the segment.
That's why they're secrets. Yeah.
Hey, so Tom, recently, Kyle Sandilands on his brekkie show.
Who's that? That's that guy, the loud mouth.
Yeah, the shock jock. I don't want to call him a shock jock. He's quite good at his job. He's a bit of a meanhead. A lot of people don't like him. I appreciate his work. He's a radio host on Kiss.
I'm Team Cut. I'm Jackie.
You're a Jackie O
I'm
fan.
I'm a Jackie O.
Okay. Well, he released on Kyle and Jackie O how much he was offered to go on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Oh, was it a lot of money?
$1.2 million, and he said no to it.
No, nobody would say no to $1.2 million.
He said no, because Shane Warne got $2 million.
Was Shane Warne on that show?
Yeah. So he was on the season with Brenda Favola before Brenda Favola got famous.
I mean, what would he do, being locked in a jungle for like 6 weeks and not been able to text people? Isn't that how he keeps himself relevant?
I guess.
Yeah. Keeps himself dateable. Yeah.
Isn't that insane?
$1.2 million.
$1.2.
What do you think of all the other people that got paid a lousy $10,000? Would you be annoyed if you were sitting there and knew someone got $1.2 and you're getting paid $10,000?
Big time. Yeah. Same point, though. How much money is he earning in his day-to-day life to be able to just refuse $1.2 million? The charities he could donate to, the things he could do with $1.2 million is just, it baffles me.
No, but look, it's a reality TV show, so none of it's real anyway. It was probably going to be paid in pesos. Yeah, 1.2 million pesos, here we go. You can buy yourself a water at the airport. That's about as far it's going to get. But, you know, there's been big stinks all this week about reality TV. You've seen there's been a Married at First Sight lady's coming out saying that she's been suffering post-traumatic stress
Claire
disorder.
Varell. Yeah, because she had PTSD before going into the show from a violent attack on the streets, which is an awful, awful experience. And so what they did was they paired her up with a guy that had a history of violence. He got arrested for it and was sentenced to counselling or something like that for his anger management issues. And they paired her up with her.
Was he an angry man?
Well, yeah.
Mm. Well, look, that is sad because, you know, they do, once you finish the show, they throw you to the beast. They don't care. They've got the next group of people coming through that they want to make semi-famous. I have explained that to a lot of the ex-reality stars. I got to meet the Lego people on Saturday night. They were actually quite fun and really nice.
They looked lovely.
I know, and they were having such a great time and they were getting photos and, you know, going on. I thought, oh, it's so sweet. Within next week, there'll be another group of you and we'll all forget about you. It's terrible, but it's true. Must be emotionally scarring.
Well, because I was thinking the same thing as what's life like as a reality star post-television. I'd love to get your take on it because after you've left the show, do they support you in any way? Because no, your life changed dramatically.
We've never heard from them again.
No way.
Never heard from them again. Yeah.
Wow.
But that's okay. That's
part of life, I guess. That's part of life.
You know, when you leave your last job, I don't expect my old boss to keep ringing me up every week to ask, am I okay and do I enjoy my new position?
That's true. My thoughts
on it, though. I'm an adult. Grow up.
I know,
you
know,
take responsibility for yourself. You keep moving through life.
But, like, your life has changed dramatically. Like, looking purely at statistics here, going from having, you know, 200 Instagram followers and you can walk around the streets comfortably to 60,000 and suddenly everyone knows your name, everyone wants a piece of you, that's going to be the weirdest reality shift.
You know what? It's all fake. Nobody cares. No one's.
You reckon?
People want a photo, but they're looking over your shoulder to see whether there was somebody coming down the street that could be more famous.
Right. Well, Claire Varell thinks differently. She says viewers should know that as soon as the network have made their money, the network simply kicks you to the curb, leaving you to scramble around in the dirt, trying desperately to piece your life back together.
But these people are ex-reality stars. I don't know why they're so shocked. Have you actually been involved or watch TV, you could be the star of TV. You could be star for 10 years and then something goes wrong, boom, they dump you.
Yeah.
They do it to everybody.
But Tom, we've got to go to the favourite part of our show. We couldn't have a show without it. Get to the water cooler, Tom.
Tell me all the goss.
Andy, you can kick us off.
Oh, yeah, I've got some goss too. The photo rating site Beautiful People that lets users vote whether someone is attractive or not has revealed the most people rejected from their site by users as ugly are from the UK.
Well, Mikey, next time you do a profile, make sure you tell them you're Italian. You might have a chance.
Look, Tom, a flight attendant had a neat trick to calm a crying baby down on a flight by blowing bubbles for the baby. How cute.
Oh, well, that's exciting to know because next time we're in the studio, I'll make sure I bring a bubble machine just to shut you up.
Yeah, you got another one here. A Canberra university was evacuated yesterday over a suspected gas leak, but firefighters found the unpleasant smell was coming from a discarded durian fruit.
Oh, my God, if they took a whiff of the Joy Studios, we wouldn't be evacuated. We'd be condemned.
Finally, Tom, NASA scientists have revealed that since the 1969 Apollo 11 mission, the moon is now 50 metres smaller in diameter.
Well, that goes against everything I heard. I thought as balls got older, they got bigger.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.